to understand, not to reply. I could write a letter to every person I've seen myself in. I don't know their names, but I can recognize their pain. Dear girl who laughs at her own jokes, you deserve a moment of happiness in the midst of all the yelling back at home. Dear boy who only wears flannels and jeans, your insecurity is a sweater that you refuse to take off. Every scar on your thighs represents a person who is just too mean. Dear girl who gets nervous simply from asking to borrow a pen, I know that you've been taught to be tolerant of snide remarks from boys your whole life through. Here's the truth, you don't live to please big, smiling men. Dear boy whose voice cracked in the 6th grade talent show and never sang again. If someone ever tells you to shut up, you sing as loud as you can. Dear boy who learned that appreciation came through ribbons and medals. All you wanted was a proud smile or a pat on the back. All you got was papers telling you your worth and empty class names to fill up your schedules. Dear girl who talks to everyone just fine until the clock strikes midnight. You want somebody to understand your thoughts, yet you can't put them into words, so you write it all in a poem. I don't know the sound of their voices, but I can recognize their silence. How many breaths do we waste a day in exchange for polite conversation? How many awkward moments have we sat through as we force ourselves through small talk? How many times have the same bland responses repeated from our mouths like a broken cassette player? What's up? Not much. How's it going? It's okay. How are you? I'm fine. What's wrong? Don't worry about it. Remind me, how many times did you slap on a smile just so you could see it reflected on someone else's face? People ask you how you are. You respond with how your day went. People ask you how your day is. You reply with how your life has been. Fine, just fine. Thank you. Listen to me. I know you're tired. Listen to me. I know you're sad. I know that the fetal position is natural for the human body. I know that mirrors never lie, but sometimes you wish they would. I know that happiness can fade as quickly as melted snow in the sun. It's okay to melt sometimes, but you gotta remember to recollect yourself in the sky. It's okay to break down, but you gotta remember to build yourself back up. Listen, you're still a work in progress. Some projects are meant to be done over and over again. It took 344 years to build the Leaning Tower of Pizza. It was not built to be crooked, but it is, and that's okay. Sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it to. Sometimes you just accept it. Sometimes things sink. Sometimes that's what makes it special. Listen, life will drag you down, but you gotta find something to lean on and bring yourself back up. It doesn't matter whether the glass is half empty or half full. The glass is there no matter how you look at it. But if you never learn to set it down, you'll never learn to walk away from it. Listen, I feel pain too. Hear me out. We all have our own reasons for being sad. Take note. Pain is not a competition. It doesn't matter what position you come from, we've all curled up into the same ball, in the same womb of life that gives birth to those who are born into this world knowing how to cry. Listen, we are all human. Listen, what you feel is okay. Your emotions are real and yours and valid. Most importantly, listen to yourself. You are a work in progress. You get better little by little, not all at once. If you listened the first time, you would know this by now.